This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Could be as soon as next week that Americans can start getting their corona vaccine shots. And remember, shots, you're going to need two. The Centers for Disease Control says frontline healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities are first in line. But then who? Essential workers, yes, but with a still limited number of doses available and a whole lot of workers considered essential right now, who goes to the front of the rest of the line? From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Federal guidelines consider almost 70% of Americans to be working in essential industries. Now, many companies and industry groups are making their cases to federal and state authorities that their workers are the essentialist. Jeff Freeman is with the Consumer Brands Association.
There's no doubt that there's going to be a healthy fight over who should be prioritized when it comes to access to vaccines.
His organization is fighting for packaging workers who keep toilet paper and cleaning supplies on shelves. Katie Rose McCullough with the North American Meat Institute is making the case for meatpacking workers.
When we aren't able to operate safely for employees, what happens is a backup of food.
Pilots, bankers, rideshare drivers, the list goes on, all say their workers need the vaccine first. It's a complicated trade-off. Some workers have greater contact with the public, some keep food and supplies flowing, and some keep society functioning, like teachers.
We really have learned how essential schools are to our economy.
Kathy Griffin is the president of the Illinois Education Association. She says while many teachers are able to work remotely, getting them safely back into classrooms will benefit children and their parents who can get back to work. It's up to each state to decide who gets the shots when, and right now, those plans are all over the map. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.